Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A warning about increased fire risk in Wisconsin. National Weather Service meteorologists say a prolonged dry spell mixed with breezy conditions and leaves falling from trees have combined to increase the chance of spreading fires. You're reminded to refrain from starting burn barrels, using equipment that could cause sparks, or firing up an outdoor charcoal grill. A clean CR is at the root of the federal government shutdown. On WISN's Upfront, 3rd District House Republican Derek Van Orden faulted Senate Democrats for refusing to pass that continuing resolution.
Over 30 days ago, the House Republicans passed a clean CR. We sent it over to the Senate, and for the first time in history of the United States, an opposition party voted down a clean CR for political purposes, and it's shameful.
But during a press conference in Madison last week, 2nd District Democrat Mark Pocan said Republicans have already cut programs, including SNAP and health care, in order to provide tax breaks to the wealthy.
Then they voted on the big ugly law and cemented in cuts to health care, to SNAP, $158 billion, I think is the amount, and to education funding, all to give a tax break to their donors. So if we did a CR now under that situation, you'd lock in everything that happened like that. So it's not... It's about as clean a CR as I have a head full of hair, right? It's just not credible, and I just think we have to explain it that way.
The Senate remains deadlocked, and the House remains on the sideline while the shutdown continues with no resolution in sight. The Trump administration will tap USDA contingency funds to partially fund November SNAP benefits. That announcement Monday as the federal government shutdown continues. Even with partial funding for SNAP benefits, delays in Wisconsin's SNAP-funded food share program will likely continue for now. However, food share participants can continue to access any fund balance available on their Quest cards and federal funding for the women, infants, and children, or WIC program continues through the end of the month. Donations to food shelves and emergency pantries around Wisconsin can help households facing food insecurity. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would define and establish criminal penalties for grooming. It would define grooming as a course of conduct, pattern of behavior, or series of acts intended to condition, seduce, or entice a child for the purpose of sexual activity or exploitation. Examples include sexualized conversations, inappropriate physical contact, digital communications designed to lure a child, and efforts to isolate a child from family or peers. Republicans, State Representative Amanda Nedwiski and Senator Jesse James are circulating the measure introduced in the wake of a year-long investigation by the Capital Times into how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction investigates and reports allegations of sexual misconduct and grooming by school staff. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is scheduled to address an informational hearing on sexual misconduct allegations in Wisconsin public schools before the Senate Education Committee at the Capitol today. Underley was a no-show for a similar hearing in an assembly committee last week. The Wisconsin Assembly Task Force on Protecting Kids met for the first time last week to discuss the impact of the digital age on kids' development. Madison Democratic State Representative Ranuka Mayadev.
I appreciated that you're talking about social media and the addictions. I look forward to us going to that because there's so many other things that we know are addictive, like tobacco and alcohol, and we control that. I think that we need to be looking at that.
Wisconsin Family Action Legislative Director Samuel Krebs.
Children, more than anyone else, pay for the breakdown in marriages and family, and the fragmenting of families. Any task force looking at how to protect children must start at the home.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has also put together three other task forces on government efficiency and modernization, elder services, and the state's rulemaking process. The task forces will use testimony to recommend potential future legislation. Proposed legislation to allow so-called constitutional carry for Wisconsin gun owners may not have much support. Current state law requires training and state licensure for concealed carry. Previous Marquette Law School polls have shown strong support for that, but Director Charles Franklin said the latest poll finds 78% oppose dropping those requirements. That includes 72% of Republicans, 60% of Independents, and 90% of Democrats. The latest version of constitutional carry has been introduced by Republican State Representative Chance Green and State Senator Andre Jacques. Under the bill, law-abiding adults wouldn't need a license to carry a concealed firearm in public. Previous constitutional carry bills have failed to come to a vote in either chamber of the Wisconsin legislature. Green and Jacques are also proposing another bill to make firearms, ammunition, crossbows, and related merchandise exempt from sales tax each year in the 4th of July and during the third week of December. They are also offering an amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution, which would strengthen the right to keep and bear arms in the state. You can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with its black bear studies. The DNR is asking you to report any black bear den locations you might come across. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones. DNR investigators are also using the study to investigate a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction. If you think you've come across a bear den, you should log its GPS coordinates, take photos, and describe the site and any signs of bear activity. More info can be found on the DNR's website. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Understanding our own health is the foundation for helping prevent chronic illness and saving lives. Blood and platelet donations can be a part of that journey. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help curb a drop in donor turnout this fall. Donors of all blood types and those giving platelets are asked to book a time to donate at a Red Cross blood donation center or community blood drive to help give hospitals the tools they need to care for patients ahead of the holidays. A blood drive will be held this Wednesday from 8 to 2 at River Valley High School. A blood drive will also be held Thursday from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. Schedule a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. To help empower and educate donors in November, successful donations will get free A1C testing, commonly used to screen for prediabetes and diabetes. Do not fast before donating. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites homeowners and renters to sign up for 2026 growing season notices in the Landscape Pesticide Registry from now through February 1st. Registrants receive advance notice from commercial lawn care companies that apply pesticides to lawns, trees, and shrubs on nearby property. Members of the public can submit addresses that they want to receive notifications for that are located on their block or adjacent blocks. There is no cost to register. Those wishing to be notified of pesticide application must pre-register every year. To register online or to submit a paper application by mail, visit datcp.wi.gov/pages/programs_services/landpestreg.aspx. The Landscape Pesticide Registry will start March 15th when pesticide applicators are required to notify registrants at least 12 hours in advance of treating nearby properties with pesticides. The registry applies only to commercial landscape applications. The registry does not apply to homeowners or landlords who do their own pesticide applications. Pesticide applications to the inside or outside of buildings, including around a workplace, school, or daycare center, and pesticide use in agriculture.